Well, a filter that turns salt water into fresh water just got an upgrade by some researchers in the United States. This new research might have wide applications to speed up the process and reduce costs. Srinidhi Parangi has more.
New research released earlier this month, conducted by chemical engineers at the University of Connecticut, are developing a super smooth material to filter salt water to produce fresh water more efficiently and effectively. Professor Jeffrey McCutcheon headed the research published in the journal Science and stated that the material is made by spraying the polyamide building blocks molecule layer by layer onto sheets of aluminium foil. These polyamide films can be up to 40 times smoother than their commercial counterparts. The material could cut costs for producing fresh water, making desalination more affordable. Associate Professor Pierre Delacouche at the University of New South Wales breaks down what this research means for Australians.
Research is very important because it could really benefit the operation and maintenance of some of the desalination plants that we've got around most of the capital cities in Australia.
Desalination plants around the world typically strain salt out of seawater by pumping it through films made of polyamide. It's a synthetic polymer with tiny pores that allow water molecules to squeeze through, but not sodium ions. The Sydney desalination plant uses reverse osmosis membrane technology to turn seawater into fresh water.
Now, most common process used for desalination, the one that has been clearly selected on a large number of projects due to its efficiency, is relatively low cost, is reverse osmosis that rely on a membrane technology that is made of a very thin layer of polymers that is capable of removing salt and to let water, clean water, to permeate through the surface itself. As a result, we can produce water of a very high quality that is virtually salt-free.
Australia has several desalination plants, and they have been critical in providing water in times of hardship.
Desalination has been implemented in many places in Australia as an additional supply of fresh water for the local community. In Sydney, in Cornell, for example, we've got a large desalination plant that in time of drought to provide the required amount of water for the people around Sydney.
However, Professor Lacouche cannot say if the research will be truly groundbreaking in optimising desalination in Australia.
Potentially could help to further decrease the cost of operation of the current reverse osmosis plant. So it could make the water a bit more affordable when it's sourced from the ocean. It's a bit early to say if that particular research will have an impact. A large number of research activities are looking at optimizing a lot of aspects of those desalination plants, those reverse osmosis plants. Only time and more experiments and assessment will help us to assess if actually this concept has a true scale-up potential.
Water-saving programs such as water-wise rules in New South Wales and permanent water saving rules in Victoria and South Australia implemented throughout the nation have improved water sustainability.
During the last millennium drought, lots of efforts have been developed for the education of the general public in being a little bit more smart and careful about the use of their water supply. There's been already a fair amount of progress being made, partially through a restriction that was imposed in different parts of Australia.
The United Nations predicts that by 2025, 2.4 billion people will live in regions of intense water scarcity. With predictions such as those, will research to improve desalination be the way of the future?
It could be a game changer, but in 5-10 years' time.
Associate Professor Pierre Lacouche ending that report by Srinidhi Parangi.